And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today we do have some incredible things to discuss. We're going to be looking at the all-seeing eye on our $1 bill. But of course, it's in many other locations as well. It's in buildings and architecture across the globe. But we're also going to be examining and discussing one of the greatest examples of occult architecture in the world, which is the pyramid. So today, it's the all-seeing eye and the pyramid. Every once in a while, I like to look at the occult world because we actually live in a matrix. We are Christians and nationalist patriots, of course. But we're, you might say, self-contained or kept within a matrix. We have Satan's world all around us. We're immersed, you might say, in Satan's world. But we are kept separate from this horrible universe of evil by the power that is Jesus Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But there are two kingdoms on this earth, of course. There's the kingdom of God, which is within you, and there's the kingdom of the devil, which is everything else. Today, we're going to be looking at two of the foundation stones of the devil's kingdom. Now, if you have my book, Mysterious Monuments, and perhaps the book by Dr. Kathy Burns, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, you may want to get those handy, or maybe after we talk a little bit today on this program, you might want to refer back to them, because there's so much in these books. And we'll tell you about how to get these books later on if you don't have them. But there's so much in my book, Mysterious Monuments, about pyramids and the all-seeing eye. And, of course, Dr. Kathy Burns has over 700 illustrations, pictures of symbols and various occult features in her outstanding reference book. Now, the occult world greatly honors and exalts the pyramid. And so you and I need to know about it because the Apostle Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. We are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Now, a lot of people are ignorant and a lot of people know about the pyramid, but from an occult standpoint, and they worship the very existence of the pyramid. Now, if you go to false religions, you will find the pyramid to be a great, great symbol. For example, the Jehovah's Witnesses. You see all of their so-called meeting halls around the United States. A man named Charles Taze Russell was founder of the Jehovah's Witness, and you might want to go, I don't really hope that you would, but on page 424 of my book, there's a picture of Mr. Russell, founder of the Jehovah's Witnesses, this false Christian religion, so-called, and the monument at his gravesite, which is a pyramid, a pyramid. If you go to old cemeteries across the United States, you will find pyramids, obelisk. You will also find the all-seeing eye on many of these. In the Jehovah's Witness book entitled The Hidden Mystery, on page 83 is a picture of a pyramid with a capstone separated. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses say that in their, you know, literature, that the top stone, in other words, the capstone of the pyramid, represents Jesus. But, in fact, it represents the devil, Lucifer. Jesus, of course, is the cornerstone. Now, it's interesting to me, I'm not going to talk more about it, but you might want to dwell on this issue if you're a Seventh-day Adventist. I believe that Seventh-day Adventism is of a Christian nature, and there are many Christians that are Seventh-day Adventists, and yet the founder of the Seventh-day Adventist denomination or sect or religion was in fact very tied to Freemasonry, as was the husband of Ellen G. White. And in my book, Mysterious Monuments, you will also see her pyramid, or I should say their pyramid, for they're represented in death at the cemetery by a pyramid. And thus, all of their doctrine originates in the pyramid of evil. Now, that doesn't mean that all of their doctrine is bad, but you have to be very, very careful. There's Freemasonry is, of course, a religion of the pyramid. And pyramidologists have throughout the centuries defied true Christianity and come up with their strange theories and doctrines. We know that the pyramid probably originated in ancient Babylon. And in fact, the pyramid is a structure designed by the devil and placed in the minds, the imaginations of men as the designers or architects. And it spread throughout the known world. The Tower of Babel was no doubt a pyramid that we read about in the book of Genesis. If we come to the New World, that is North and South America and Central America, we find many examples of pyramids, both in South America, but especially in Central and South America, some in North America. Of course, the whole the religions of the Aztecs, of the Mayans, of the Incas, Indians, all evolved around their worship, and a pyramid was the great center of worship in each of those civilizations. And at the very top of their pyramid, they sacrificed hundreds of thousands of human lives to the by various names, the sun god or Lucifer. They would take their victims to the top. They would place them on an altar and cut their hearts out while the person was still alive. And the priest would take the heart that's been cut out of the man's body cavity and lift it up to the sun. And he would recite for the audience of hundreds of thousands below a great horrible, you might call it a recipe or a formula or whatever he thought would please the gods. And then they would lop off the head and throw it down the steps of the pyramid. And children would play a form of soccer or football or, you know, what we call that today, with the head. Horrible. If you've seen the movie Apocalypto by Mel Gibson, I think it is remarkably true to what actually occurred during that period. Now, it's important to understand that this is not just a sign of yesterday. This is not the three great pyramids of Egypt. This is not what the pharaohs brought us. And the idolatry, the worship, the exaltation of Satanism. It did not end with the pharaohs or at Babylon or with the Incas, the Mayans, and the others. It continues to this day. There are huge, gigantic pyramids being built across the North American continent today. They're being built in nearly every country across the globe. And millionaires, billionaires believe in the efficiency or the effectiveness of these great temples of doom, temples of evil, temples, I call it, of blood. Much blood has been shed in these temples. They are, in fact, artifacts that worship both the Mother Goddess and the Great God himself. Now, if you'll take out a dollar bill and look at the dollar bill, you'll see on the left side of one of the sides, you'll see the pyramid. And it's missing its capstone. Its capstone is above it. It's an illuminated capstone, the eye, that is above the pyramid. So we have the Illuminati eye, the all-seeing eye. We might say, in fact, and we would be correct to do so, that that is the eye of Osiris, the great sun god. And below him is his pyramid. Now, the very word pyramid means in the middle of or in the midst of the funeral pyre or the fire, amidst the fire. And in fact, the pyramid is shaped in such a way that the sun radiates equally on all sides. And in our example, on the $1 bill, you have the words Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means, in Latin, New World Order, or the New Order of the Ages. Now, our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin and others, placed this symbol on the dollar bill. Well, they didn't really place it on the dollar bill. They made it the other side of the Great Seal of the United States is what they did. It was not put on our dollar bill until 1933, after President Franklin D. Roosevelt, a 32nd degree Freemason, came into office. He had a Secretary of Agriculture, who later became a vice president, if I'm not mistaken, Henry Wallace. Henry Wallace was definitely a Satanist and an occultist. And Wallace was also a high-level Mason, and both of them together planned to put on the dollar bill the all-seeing eye and the Great Pyramid of Egypt. It does not seem very fitting, does it? Not, I mean, it just doesn't seem right for the symbol of Egypt and of Osiris, the sun god, to be on the symbol of the $1 bill of the United States. But in fact, this has been the other side, the obverse side of the seal, the Great Seal. Now, on that same side of the $1 bill, on the other side of it, is what? Well, there you have the great eagle. And directly above him is a very strange symbol. If you look at it very carefully, it is the Jewish six-pointed star. What is the six-pointed star doing atop our great eagle symbol? That shows that even then the Jews had a plan and a part in the foundation of America. But back to the dollar bill. There are many, of course, in my book, I've written so many books I can't remember, but I think it's Millennium. I have a newspaper article by a 33rd degree Freemason, who was governor of the state of North Carolina. And he said that that symbol, of course, represented the highest levels of the Masonic Lodge and of the universal knowledge that would come to all Freemasons someday. What is the universal knowledge? It is the knowledge that Lucifer is the deity. Lucifer is God. And it is his new world order that shall come. And when the United States was founded, we were founded as the beginning of that new world order. But there will be a culmination period. And I believe the United States will become the great beast that the whore of Babylon rides. But we'll save that for another day when I talk to you about that. Now, it's interesting that probably the greatest science fiction book of all times is the very frightening book 1984. This is no doubt the best-selling science fiction. I call it science fiction book of all time. And if Big Brother seems threatening and looms ominously before us as we gaze into the frightening conspiratorial future that confronts us today on every side. What about George Orwell's perception of the all-seeing eye? Yes, George Orwell had the all-seeing eye, but also the Great Pyramid as a symbol in his book. Now, let me read to you from the book 1984 by George Orwell, where he talks about the great architectural edifice, which houses, what does it house? It houses the government apparatus of control. This is the headquarters for the horrific police state and the Ministry of Truth was contained in it. Now, you know, there are various ministries, of food, of education, and so forth. But in 1984, there was also a Ministry of Truth. It was, let me just read right from 1984. The Ministry of Truth was an enormous pyramidal structure of glittering white concrete, soaring up terrace after terrace, 300 meters into the air. From where Winston is one of the characters in this book, from where Winston stood, it was just possible to read, picked out on its white face in elegant lettering, the three slogans of the party. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Think, my dear friends, think for just a moment about these three great slogans of Big Brother, of Big Brother government, of the Ministry of Truth, this incredible pyramidal building that soared up into the sky, gleaming white. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. And ignorance is strength. Isn't that what we're facing in America today? We have war, but it's to give us peace. It's perpetual war for perpetual peace. We cannot have a peace without a war. And the war will never end. You recall that we had the Cold War for 50 years. And after the Cold War, now we've got the war on terror. It's so everlasting that Barack Obama doesn't even call it the war on terror. He just fights it. But he has fought on more fronts and more countries and conquered more as a Big Brother dictator than George W. Bush ever dreamed of. George W. Bush and his father, of course, conquered Kuwait and then Iraq. And Barack Obama came as a man of peace and was given the Nobel Peace Prize because it was like they expected him to be a man of peace. He went to Cairo, Egypt, and before a huge crowd said, basically, I come as a peacemaker. But he gave them hell. He gave them bombs, fire, drones, death. He brought it to Iraq, and they're still dying there today. He brought it to Afghanistan, and they're still dying there today. He brought death and destruction to Yemen, to Somalia, to Libya, yes, to Syria, to Egypt. The war is never ending. War is peace in America today. Freedom is slavery. Yes, we have freedom, do we not? Or a modicum of it. Of course, you'll have to give up some of your freedoms for security. Because the Big Brother state is all around us. We are in its electronic handcuffs. And now, every email is read. Every phone call is monitored. Everywhere you go, they have pictures being made of you. Every list, every item you buy, every newspaper that you subscribe to, every magazine, online, offline, You're being watched by the National Security Agency and this agency and that agency. They promise you freedom but give you slavery, but they insist that it really is freedom. And they say, we do it for your benefit, for you as a creature of humanity. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. How many people know that 9/11 was not conducted by some 19 Arab terrorist, masterminded by some sick man named Osama, living in a cave in Afghanistan, 10,000 miles away? No, it was a mastermind. It was a project of many, many months of planning. But people are ignorant of these things. And with every false flag attack that occurs, that we accept, we become more and more ignorant. And we align properly with the ones who are lying to us, the propaganda makers. Our ignorance is strength, but it leads to slavery. Our peace means war. The Ministry of Truth from George Orwell. Well, even Napoleon paid tribute to the pyramids. I've got a picture in my book of Napoleon giving a Masonic hand sign when he went into Egypt. Yes, Napoleon went into Egypt, and as he saw the pyramid, he raised his hand and his arm in a Masonic sign. Recognition of the great God of Freemasonry. He was indeed a Freemason. And that's the reason for that great painting. He commanded his troops to come to attention, and he saluted with a Masonic sign the gigantic Great Pyramid of Giza. It was the Masonic sign of admiration, its call. Now, in this pyramid in Egypt, occultists believe there are magical energy forces, that the pyramids are inhabited by demon spirits or other type of unseen entities. Illuminists even believe that at the stroke of midnight, deep inside the king's chamber of the Great Pyramid, a great light illuminates the pitch darkness. It is, they say, the light of Lucifer, who makes a personal appearance if any human is dared to inhabit his pyramidal domain at such a fateful hour. Is this just an old wives' tale, a myth? Is this something the Satanists say to make the pyramid sound mysterious, arcane? In the pagan mysteries, with a capital M, the mysteries, as well as in the rites of today's most arcane secret societies, this mystical ritual event has a name. It's called the Sun at Midnight. Think about that. The Sun at Midnight. Now, I have a video I want to offer you entitled The Sun at Midnight for 60 minutes long. We ask $25, love gift or donation. Ask for The Sun at Midnight. In this video, you'll see pictures of all the pyramids across the face of the earth. Not all of them, of course. It would take many hours of filming to do that, but the most prominent ones. And in the Great Pyramid of Egypt, it is believed that this ritual, this occult ritual, the Sun at Midnight, has been conducted many times throughout history. I'm not so sure of the many times, but I do know that at the stroke of midnight, as we went into 2001, the new millennium, a great ceremony took place there. And everyone from George Bush Sr. to the president of France, the prime minister of England, all of them were there. And they had a satanic mass of sorts. Now, you may laugh, you may scoff. But it's interesting to me that we have in the United States in the state of Tennessee, in the city of Memphis, along the riverfront, there is a great pyramid. It's called the Great American Pyramid. Now, in my video, The Sun at Midnight, you'll see this great gleaming pyramid. And I've driven across that bridge, across the river, and looked up at that pyramid, and it gets bigger as you go across the river. It just sits right by the bridge there. Some years ago, I did a lot of research, right when they first had this pyramid and were building it. And I wanted to know why they built this. Whose idea was it? And what was it for, the Great Pyramid? Why would America, a city called Memphis, which mirrored, now get this now, it mirrored the city in Egypt called Memphis along the Nile. This sits along the Great Mississippi River, which also mirrors the Nile River. And so there's a great pyramid in Egypt. Now there's a great pyramid in the United States. Now, as they were building this, and I got newspaper clippings and I kept up track. I had a good friend there who sent me all the magazines and the local Chamber of Commerce material on this great pyramid and so forth. I wanted to know more about this pyramid. I knew that there was an occult nature behind it. And sure enough, I discovered that's exactly what this structure was. It was a satanic occult structure. Now, the creator of this, working with the city fathers of Memphis, Tennessee, was the same man who had founded a restaurant chain called the Hard Rock Cafe. Now, maybe you've seen these cafes, maybe not. The Hard Rock Cafe. When you go in each of these cafes, they have various wall murals and such. And they all relate to the New World Order and to the various Hindu yogis and all of that. So that's the kind of place you're going in, the Hard Rock Cafe. The symbol, you can buy a t-shirt. You may have seen people wearing them. They have a great sun on the front and the words Hard Rock Cafe. Now, what does the sun have to do with it? Well, they worship the sun god. And this gentleman who owns the Hard Rock Cafes, he indeed has a guru, a Hindu guru. And he also worships the great sun god. And I discovered this, and I have him in my book as well. You'll see this gentleman and what he does. Now, it's interesting that the workmen who built this great pyramid were told at the last moment to go to the very top, inside the interior, the top of the structure, and there they were to insert or place a small box, a metal box that was closed and welded shut. They were not told what was inside the box, but they were to place this box at the very top of the pyramid structure. Now, I had heard this and I reported it, and it became quite a sensation at the time. What was in the box at the top of the pyramid? Was it some kind of a satanic charm or talisman? What did that have to do with the Great Pyramid of Memphis, Tennessee? I'll tell you more about what was found in that box some years later at the Great Pyramid in Tennessee when we return. You're listening to Tex Mars. This is Power of Prophecy. Mysterious Monuments, the Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture, and Occult Places. A massive encyclopedic book. We want to offer it to you right now. Mysterious Monuments by myself, of course, Tex Mars. Now, this book is, well, it's over 600 pages in length. It includes the index, of course, in the back. It's absolutely everything you'd want to know about occult symbols and what they mean in terms of satanic architecture that, believe me, can be found in your hometown. You'll want to get out this book and start thinking as you're reading it about all of the various buildings and architecture and how it's designed in your hometown. And you'll be surprised. Even go down to the cemetery and see the obelisk and the all the other symbols that are there, the pyramid, the all-seeing eye, and so forth. This is one of the most tremendous books ever written. I spent many years developing it, and I want you to have a copy. It's only $35. It's about the size of 3 or 4 or 5 books, but it's all in one gigantic reference guide. Mysterious Monuments. For $35, please add $5 shipping and handling. Now, I want to tell you about my video, too, The Sun at Midnight. The Sun at Midnight. Everything you'd want to know about the pyramid and the occult nature of it and what's going on today with Satan, the Illuminati elite, and their pyramids. The Sun at Midnight for $25. It's 60 minutes in length, and I think you'll agree there's never been a video like it. $25 for the Sun at Midnight video. We have the DVD for the video for $25. Add $5 shipping and handling. Or get the book Mysterious Monuments for $35. Add $5 shipping and handling. Now, you can phone us and get this anytime during the work week. Just phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. You can go on our website, and that is powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. Go there on the videos. There's a little on the home page, there's a little video thing, and click on that and go on. You'll see we probably have a little 30 or 40 second description video and tells you about what you're going to be seeing. But order it there. Use your charge card or your PayPal or whatever, and order it from our website, powerofprophecy.com. Or again, write to us, use your charge card and write to us, or send us a check or money order and write to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, that's Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And now let's return to our regular program. And of course, we're examining one of the greatest, I say greatest, you know, I don't mean the best or the most favorable or whatever. I mean the most hideous, but the one that they're making so much progress with, unfortunately, the occult world, and that is the architectural element or symbol of the pyramid. We also are going to be talking a bit later on about the all-seeing eye. Now, both of these elements, the pyramid and the all-seeing eye, are found on our dollar bill, and they were put there by two Freemasons, the Secretary of Agriculture, Henry Wallace, and FDR, or Franklin Roosevelt. And they've been on it ever since. By the way, I think it was back in 1987, I wrote a letter to Congressman Jake Pickle. That was his name, Jake Pickle. Of Austin, Texas. And I said, Congressman Pickle, why do we have the all-seeing eye and the pyramid on the dollar bill of the United States? What has ancient Egypt got to do with American government, American politics, or America in general? I would like to see you sponsor legislation which would take this off of our $1 bill. I received a one-sentence letter from Congressman Pickle, and Pickle said, I have no intention of introducing legislation to remove the all-seeing eye or the pyramid from our currency. Thank you for writing, Jake Pickle. That's all he said. As I suspected, of course, I discovered that Jake Pickle was a 33rd degree Freemason of the Ben-Hur Lodge of Austin, Texas. He knew exactly what that was for, what it was all about, and he was a satanic Freemason. Well, let's talk more about these pyramids. Now, I want you to understand they're very important. In China, archaeologists have been delighted to have found over 1,000 pyramids. 1,000 pyramids. And across the globe, from Yugoslavia, Cambodia, Tibet, and many other nations, ancient pyramids have been found. In the United States, they've been found. Who built these things? Some are very mysterious. Of course, we know that the Mayas, the old Aztecs and so forth, the Incas in Central and South America have built these great pyramids. And we go over to Egypt and we find the great pyramids. Now, what do the pyramids indicate? What is their meaning? There are many occult definitions contained within the pyramid. I've told you it means within the fire or in the midst of the pyre, the funeral pyre. In fact, it is a symbol of death. And in France, during the Great Revolution of the Illuminati, when they had Robespierre, finally culminated with Napoleon coming to power, there were great plans by architects to build gigantic, overtowering pyramids throughout France. And there were plans to do away with cemeteries and have only pyramids. It was believed that it would bring great power to the nation if tens of thousands of people were buried in each of these great pyramids. And in fact, down in Florida, there are builders today that are designing right now, as I'm speaking, great pyramids that will be used as tombs of the dead. Tombs of the dead. Now, in Alice Bailey, one of the occult world's top figures, she was head of the Lucis Trust, which means it's a combination of Lucifer and Isis. She wrote a book called Esoteric Astrology. And she says that our great light comes from the sky, from the Pleiades. That's where the occultists believe that Satan dwells. She says the light from the Pleiades is different from other lights. It wakes the response. It is dense. And then she says, speaking as the pyramid, I am a tomb. I am the womb. I am the rock which sinks itself into the deep of matter. I am the mountaintop on which the sun, the S-O-N, sun is born, on which the sun, S-U-N, is seen, which catches the first rays of light. Well, in this one architectural symbol alone, the pyramid, Illuminists claim to find their great philosophy of the ages. If you look at a picture of the internal diagram of the Great Pyramid of Egypt, you'll find something very interesting. There are really three parts. Deep within the middle of the pyramid, there's the king's chamber. Below that, deep below, is the queen's chamber. And far below both of them is the pit. Now, let me go back here. There are some other elements, of course. There's the grand gallery. And there's the horizontal passage. There's a well shaft and other things. But there are three great structures. The king's chamber. Under it is the queen's chamber. And under that is the pit. It is believed that someday from the great pyramid, a sun, S-O-N, will rise up from this pit. And they actually have built a passageway from the exterior all the way down into the pit. That, my friends, is the pit of hell. The pit of hell. with a son is conceived by the king and queen. The son is the Antichrist. And so we have a picture of the pyramid as hell, as the pit of hell. It's where the serpent, the reigning lord of the underworld, dwells and from where he reigns. The pyramid then is a depiction of the hell that lies below us and of the supposed heaven and earth that lies above. So the pyramid is a symbol of great evil. If you travel to Alamogordo in the Trinity site in New Mexico, where the world's first nuclear explosion took place, you'll see a very interesting architecture. It is in the form of a rock pyramid, and on it is placed a great bronze plaque. This is the Trinity site. This is the very site where the world's first nuclear explosion took place in 1945. The numbers and the date, July 16, 1945, 7, 16, 1945, add up to the number 33, which is a numerically, a Masonically significant number. 33 is the highest ritual degree of Scottish Rite Freemasons. The term Trinity, of course, refers to the Trinity of deities, you know, worshipped in the ancient mystery religions. In a Masonic book by Rex Hutchins, 33rd degree, he talks about the pyramid, but he also talks about the great lights. In Freemasonry, there are the three lesser lights and the three great lights or greater lights. That's the great trinity of Freemasonry. Believe me, Freemasonry worships a god, but they worship him in three aspects: as the god, as the goddess, and as the sun, S-O-N. Thus, the pyramid represents all three as well. It's interesting that they would choose as the symbol of this first nuclear bomb test there in this desert place, the pyramid. Why would that be? Well, Little Boy was the nickname given to the first atomic bomb, which was dropped by the U.S. Air Force on Hiroshima, Japan, August 6, 1945. I want you to think about that. Little Boy. The Little Boy. The son. It was believed significant that the first atomic bomb would represent the great god of Egypt, Babylon, and all of the ancient gods of antiquity. Lucifer. He would be called the little boy, the son, but he would grow up to be the Antichrist. The Antichrist. We know now that many of the scientists who worked on the atomic bomb were Jewish, were Kabbalistic, were Satanist, and they believed that this nuclear explosion would create a supernatural entity, what is called a homununculus, a type of Jewish golem, a great monster, the son of the god Osiris. This would be a type of Antichrist man-child that would inaugurate the new age and the new world order. In my book, Mysterious Monuments, I introduce you to a man named Oppenheimer, who was the scientist in charge. We now know that he was a communist agent and worked to give the plans, the secret plans of the atomic bomb, both to Israel and to the Soviet Union, because the Soviet Union was founded by Jews, Lenin and Trotsky and others. And the Jews believed that that was where their utopia would begin, in the Soviet Union. And then, of course, they would establish Israel as a nation. And from Israel would come a greater Israel, and it would take over the whole world. And that's what they're aiming for today, with Barack Obama being their servant and blasting to smithereens and fragmenting all the nations of the Middle East on behalf of Israel. And in fact, in Israel today, there is a great pyramid. In fact, there's more than one pyramid. But if you go to Israel, or if you Google it up, Google up the Supreme Court building in Jerusalem. That's outside of the confines of the city of Jerusalem. It was built, inaugurated, that is, on November the 10th, 1992. It is architecturally the most magnificent and complete building of its kind in Israel. I'm reading from the publication, News from Israel, November 5th, 1992. The cost of 122 million Deutschmarks, around $250 million, was paid for by the family of Lord James Rothschild. The Rothschilds paid for the Supreme Court building. 170 architects from all over the world competed to build this. Finally, an Israeli architect, Ram Karemi, and his sister received the commission. Now, the building contains a large library in the very center of it in the shape of a pyramid. A large library in the shape of a pyramid. It says here, the choicest woods and stones were selected as material for the magnificent building. You will find the all-seeing eye here. And of course, you will find not only a great pyramid, but subsidiary pyramids. And the whole thing is shaped in the form of various Masonic symbols. Now, that's over in Israel. Now, some people would say, but that cannot be. Why would the Israelis have a building like this when God told the Jews, the Israelis, that is, to come out of Egypt, to leave Egypt? Now they're building Egypt inside Israel. Oh, my dear friends, you have to understand. You have to understand that Kabbalism, Jewish Kabbalism, which is the foundation stone, it in the Talmud, of the Jewish religion today, is based on the Egyptian religion. All of the occult world is based on the Egyptian and Israeli Jewish religions. That is why the very term Judeo-Masonry, or excuse me, Judeo-Christianity, is offensive to me. It's an oxymoron. How can Judaism be mixed or integrated in with Christianity? Jesus himself told us the truth about Judaism. He said, you have for your worship the tradition of the elders. They said, we have Abraham. He's our father. He said, if you believed in Abraham, you would believe in me. Oh, no. They had neither Abraham nor the true God. They had for their religion the tradition of the elders. They worshiped the Jewish rabbis themselves. And today, the Jewish rabbis believe that they are the Christ. Oh, they're going to have a new King David, they believe. Come and set up a kingdom. But he will just be a man. Their Messiah will be a man. They will be the Messiah. The people themselves, they worship. They're the God of Freemasonry. And the great serpent is the one who gives them their power, the Jewish Kabbalah says. Lord Rothschild dedicated the Supreme Court in Jerusalem. Now, in the New World, we have great pyramids. Of course, we know, and I talked earlier in the program about the Mayan pyramids and so forth. But there is a temple of blood in the New World. Over 500 years ago, where Christopher Columbus landed in the Dominican, now it's called the Dominican Republic, after the Dominican Order of the Catholic Church. In 1992, the same year the Supreme Court was inaugurated in Jerusalem, this great temple of blood in the New World, a towering pyramid, was opened in the Dominican Republic. Now, folks, You'll have to look at a map to see where the Dominican Republic is. It's off the coast of the United States. It's on an island. The Dominican Republic on one side, and on the other side of the island is Haiti. Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Two very poor nations filled with satanic mumbo jumbo and voodoo. The Knights of Malta, a secretive global Catholic order, was instructed to build in the Dominican Republic a colossal new Mayan temple of blood. And in the year 92, Pope John Paul II left the hallowed confines of his Vatican sanctuary, and he personally traveled to Santo Domingo. There, inside the windowless new Maltese temple of the sun god, the pontiff dedicated the new artifice to the service of the knowers. The knowers. The demons who work for Satan. On the very top of the newly constructed pyramid, a pyramid of sacrifice, the very spot that simulated where ancient blood-soaked Aztec, Mayan, and other priests welded knives and carried out the carving of the still-beating hearts of their screaming victims. The architects have installed a powerful laser light, able to beam holographic images hundreds of miles distant. And perhaps someday even the image of the beast, the one that Revelation 13 says will walk about and move, will be shown in the sky. Now, we've talked a little bit about the pyramid. Let's talk in the time we have remaining about the all-seeing eye. It's interesting. In a Masonic bulletin, we read this about the all-seeing eye. It's connected with the blazing star. This is one of the oldest and most important symbols of Masonry. The Egyptian hieroglyph of the eye, or the evil eye. It represents the Egyptian god Osiris. It dominates the top of most Masonic documents, and now it dominates the back of the Great Seal of the United States. Now you'll find that, friends, on the dollar bill. Its presence on the Great Seal suggests that secret societies were instrumental in creating the new nation of America and still have an important influence in the present day. Interesting, isn't it? They still have an important influence in the present day. Now, think of this. If you say, well, the all-seeing eye, that was Egyptian. You know, I read a ministry down in San Antonio, Texas. And it said there's no use and no place for the all-seeing eye. And we cannot think of one place where it's used in the entire world. They were, you know, somebody had written them a letter. It was a Jewish Masonic ministry in San Antonio, had written them a letter saying that Tex Mars talks about the all-seeing eye in some of his books. What about the all-seeing eye? What is its meaning? They claim there is no all-seeing eye. In fact, they claim that even in the ancient Egyptian religion, there was no all-seeing eye. Of course, that's simply ridiculous because their hieroglyphics of the all-seeing eye are found on the Great Pyramid of Egypt. But travel to the United States like I have, to the United Nations building, to the meditation room. What do you find there? The all-seeing eye. In the United Nations? In its meditation room? Yes. The prayer room in the United States Capitol. Yes, there's a prayer room in the United States Capitol. And there you see, as you kneel and you look up to the front of the room, you will see on the painting, the mural, there in the prayer room, the all-seeing eye. What is it doing in our great Capitol building? And what does the third eye, or the all-seeing eye, represent? Well, in many forms today, we're seeing this especially in hip-hop and popular music, Lady Gaga and Kanye West and all these rap stars. They're covering up one eye. They're showing you just one eye at a time. That brings to mind, of course, the all-seeing eye. This is witchcraft, friends. This is all this is bringing to the masses witchcraft. In 1 year, Time magazine had over 10 covers with single eyes prominent. Now, reading to you from Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated by my good friend, Dr. Kathy Burns. By the way, I encourage you to get this book, $20 and $5 shipping and handling. Fantastic book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated by Dr. Kathy Burns. She said, in the New Age movement, the eye is very significant. It is noteworthy, I'm reading from her book now, it is noteworthy that Ted Turner, former head of CNN network, is on one of the covers in Time with only one eye showing because he had addressed about 1,000 futurists at John Denver's Windstar Institute. And he said that Americans must elect a New Age president. Well, we've had several New Age presidents, have we not? By the way, you'll see this eye prominently in many logos, insurance companies, banks, and most prominently in Time Warner. If you've got Time Warner cable network, think of the all-seeing eye. Well, we've talked about the all-seeing eye. On our $1 bill, of course, it stands prominent. What does it mean that Satan is watching everything? That this is his world. And truly, God says that for a short spell of time, he has given authority and the domain to Satan to be God of this world. God with a small g. Because Jesus himself was offered all the kingdoms of the world by Satan. Now, that's in the Gospels. He turned down that offer, of course. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Satan was spurned. But Jesus never scorned Satan and said, you don't even own the kingdoms of the world. They're not yours to give. Because he knew that for a short time, they belonged to Satan. But listen to me, friends. Here's the good news. And I'm going to end with this today. If you have Jesus in your heart, if Christ is within you, the hope of glory, you are not bound to Satan. He is not your God. He is God of billions of people throughout this planet, but he has nothing to do with you. You belong to Jesus. You have the power of Jesus. That doesn't mean you're as powerful as Jesus. It means that God will come to you whenever you're tempted, whenever you have Satan that wants things from you, that harasses you, that tries to impress you, tell him, get out of here. I have Jesus in my heart. I'm in a different kingdom. I'm in the New Jerusalem. I'm in heavenly places. That's where I'm situated. You're of the earth. I'm of heaven. I believe in Jesus Christ. I have the faith of Abraham in my heart. Galatians 3. It's been great being with you today as we've looked at two of the great Masonic symbols, great as in evil, of course, and we've exposed each one, the all-seeing eye and the great pyramid. Later on in other programs, we'll have other symbols as we look at the occult world and the difference between it and the glory that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. This has been Tex Mars inviting you to tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.